Please check the description for the trigger warning.
The black blade was exceedingly sharp, for when Shelian felt the excruciating pain explode from his abdomen, the couple had already pulled out the sword and dropped it to the ground with a loud clang while continuously apologizing. "Sorry, our child is still young. There was really no other way. Sorry, sorry, sorry." As they tried to atone for their actions, wearing ashen expressions, they bowed many times in front of Shelian before returning to the crowd with their child. With thick layers of blood clogging up his throat, Shelian was about to throw up until he heard White Snowface snicker beside him. He forced down the mouthful of blood and hissed, "What are you laughing at? You think that you got what you wanted? This was all forced by you." The ghost fire within the ghost's hand flickered even more fiercely. Taking his time, he explained, "Humans need force in order to reveal their true selves." Amongst the hundred, there was now one person who wasn't afraid of the face disease anymore. Seeing the dark prince slowly fading away from the child's arm, the people around them swallowed heavily in silence. After a long while, under the dead silence, a young man finally stepped out. With thick skin, he walked toward the altar. He bowed several times with his hands clasped in front of him and begged, "I'm sorry, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this, but I don't have any other way. I recently just got married. My mother, my wife, they're still at home waiting for me." Word by word, he couldn't continue any further, so he shut his eyes, raised the sword, and thrust it towards Shelian. However, because his eyes were closed, the sword tilted to the side and punctured Shelian's side instead. That the spot wasn't fatal. In a moment's panic, he pulled out the weapon frantically, and with trembling hands, he stabbed again. Shelian, who had gritted his teeth to prevent any sounds from coming out, let out nothing more than a small whimper after the two consecutive jabs. A stream of fresh blood seeped out from the side of his lips. It was true that he wouldn't die. However, that didn't mean that he wouldn't feel the pain from the wounds. The sound of every inch of flesh that had been tangled by the weapon, the feeling of every bone being scraped, made him crazed, wishing for death just to be relieved from this torture. When it came to this, he was no different from a mortal. When the second person finished his business, he stepped down as well, but this time without giving a single bow. The expression he wore on his face was a mixture of regret and joy from the deed he had committed. It was hard to say which was more dominant. Once he retreated back to the group, the silence returned. Not long after, a few more people looked as if they wanted to stand up with reasons of their own. However, before they could rise, a person interrupted, "I can't stand this anymore." The crowd turned to the direction of the voice, and Shelian too lifted his head. The one who spoke was actually the buff street performer. He scolded, "Are you honestly doing everything this monster tells you to do? From what I see, he's just babbling nonsense. Even if it was true, just because he can't die doesn't mean that this isn't murder." The bystanders around him advised him, "Buddy, wake up. Everyone here is about to die." The street performer defended, "Aren't I here too? Wouldn't I die too? But did I do anything?" That shut a few people up, but a split second later, someone accused, "A person like you probably doesn't have any elders or children in your family, right? Every man for himself. But a lot of us here have family to look after. How can we be compared to you?" The street performer pointed at the couple that were the first ones to go up and said, "It's true that I don't have a wife and son. But if I had, even if I had to die, I would never let my son see me resort to using those methods, let alone to guide him hand in hand in doing it. If your child grows up to be a criminal, it's the parents who are to be blamed. If you're that eager, why not let your child take a stab at you? The wife had a face full of misery. Don't curse at my son. If you want to curse, curse at me instead. The husband was furious. Have you lost your mind? You want my son to kill his own mother and father? How immoral! The street performer probably didn't understand what the word meant and retorted, killing is killing. At least it can be called courage if you let your son kill you. Speaking of which, why don't you guys go for the strange creature in the mosque? Upon hearing that, white in her face burst out in laughter. The crowd was scared and furious. Their fear went toward the monster and their anger was directed at the street performer. They lowered their voices and chided. You, shut your mouth. What if they had accidentally angered the monster? The street performer understood immediately. Oh, so you don't have the balls to kill the big evil guy and instead choose to stab another? Unable to suffer through the humiliation from a mere brute any longer, a person challenged. This buddy has been preaching endlessly, and here I thought he might be someone special. Looking at him now, with a ghastly face thus devoid of blood, I'd say he probably has a couple of days left at most, and that's why he dares to criticize us all without a care in the world. If you're so righteous, why don't you sacrifice yourself to help us fellas here? The street performer corrected. I don't want to sacrifice myself, but neither does everyone else. Who does? Do you? Do you? But at least I won't stab anyone. Someone said, but he's different. How so? He's a god. To save the common people, he said so himself. Also, he can't die. The street performer was about to argue back, but Shailin couldn't hold back any longer. He coughed weakly and called out, Buddy, hey, buddy. He opened his mouth, but as a result of the stabs prior to this, the sound that came out was many folds fainter. The street performer whipped his head around, and Shailin's voice was filled with gratitude. Thank you, but it's okay. If he continued, then he'd probably get beaten up. Shailin recalled that all the grave internal wounds that this man carried was due to their competition in the past. Guilty at heart, he added, thank you. The boulder-shattering injuries that you received from before, have they healed? Ah, what are you saying? How can I be hurt? Boulder-shattering is my life skill, the buff man exclaimed proudly. Seeing that the man refused to lose face, even in the situation, was practically the same as if spitting out a mouthful of blood while saying, I'm completely fine. Shailin wanted to laugh. Suddenly, a person pointed at the street performer and screamed, it's spreading! It's spreading! Shailin was stunned, as was the street performer. Following the direction of the finger, the street performer touched his face, and as expected, he felt something uneven. The people around him immediately distanced themselves. Shailin opened his mouth, wanting to call over the street performer. But to do what? To stab him with the sword too? The words were lost in his throat. In his moment of hesitation, the street performer stroked his face several more times before dashing out of the temple. Seeing the event unfold, Shailin called after him. Where are you going? Come back! If you don't treat it, it will spread. But the man ran even faster and hollered back. I'm not coming back. If I said I won't do it, then I won't do it. Soon after, his figure disappeared. The disfigured creatures around the temple somehow knew that the man was now one of them, and thus didn't block his path. Shailin continued to call out until he wasn't able to see his shadow anymore. The people below the altar muttered, it's over, he's gone. That stupid idiot, it'll spread regardless where you go. It's already too late. He's already infected. He couldn't possibly have gone down the mountain to kill, right? However, the words that the buff man said prior to his departure held the people in the temple at bay. Time had passed and no one went up to pick up the sword. The situation was momentarily paused. Shiryun couldn't tell if he felt joy, hesitation, or fear. But most importantly, he didn't know what to do next. As he was fighting to clear his mind, someone stood up. "Can I say something?" It was a middle-aged man. Shiryun looked up and found the man to be somewhat familiar. But he couldn't recall where their paths had crossed. While trying to remember, the man announced, "In all honesty, he had tried to rob me before." "It was that guy." The crowd was shocked. "Rob? Isn't he a prince? Isn't he a god? To commit robbery?" The guy confirmed. "It's the absolute truth." "So, what do you actually want to say?" "Nothing else. I just want to remind everyone that he had tried to steal." The man crouched down again after he finished his statement. The temple fell into a solemn silence after the outburst. With that single statement, it had planted a seed of darkness within their hearts. To steal. Suddenly, another howl came from under the altar. Someone shrieked, "My leg, my leg. It feels strange." Again. To their surprise, it wasn't only one person. At the same time, another person cried out, "Me too, my back. Someone please help me take a look on my back." No one dared to come close to the two, leaving the two to inspect themselves. One rolled up their pant leg, while the other took off his top. After taking a clear look at the state of their bodies, the rest of the people started screaming in fear. The faces on those two people's bodies had gained complete shapes. How did it grow that fast? "Did you guys forget? We've already spent quite a long time here." "But how did they not notice?" "It's not grown in an obvious place, and is only a bit itchy. How would I know that it'd turn into this?" "It's over, it's over. We probably already have it growing on us. Quick, everyone do a check. Take a good look at your body." It was pure chaos inside the Crown Prince Temple. Screams pierced through the air upon inspection. As expected, there were already quite a lot of people that had faces appearing all over their bodies. It was just that they hadn't noticed them before. Now that they'd taken a look, they realized that these new faces were completely developed, with all five facial features. As if knowing the situation, the disfigured creatures outside the Crown Prince Temple danced even wilder, hand in hand. Yet inside, a thick fog of dread spread rapidly in all directions. Shiryun's heart pounded non-stop, like it was about to break through his chest. From what he remembered, the face disease took a while to spread. Why was it spreading so fast now? White, no face. It must be white, no face. He snapped his head to the direction of the cold-eyed spectator that had initiated all this. Before he could open his mouth, someone shot up. Panting heavily, the person with reddened eyes criticized. You're a god. You're a prince, yet you dare to commit robbery? Shiryun was dumbfounded, not understanding why the man brought up that incident out of all things, and replied, "Aye." The man cut him off sharply. "We pray to you, and what did you do? Rob? What did you bring? A plague." "He brought the plague?" Shock was written across Shiryun's face. "Me? It's not me. I only..." They'd finally arrived at the point where the people's patience had reached its absolute limit. With red coloring the rim of their eyes, the 100 people surrounded him. The one that was the closest pulled out the leaning black sword from the ground. Shiryun stopped breathing. The man grasped the black sword shakily while mumbling, "You, You need to ask for forgiveness, right? You need to atone for your sins, right? The dark blade emitted a terrifying aura, and Shilin's fear had soared to its peak. There were so many people. If every single one of them were to stab him with the sword, what would he become at the end of all this? Aside from the thought of being punctured countless times and leaving nothing but thousands of holes and an indistinguishable pile of flesh, there was something else that he feared even more. He felt that if he was going to let them do what they wanted, there was something in his heart that would never return to its original state. Unwilling to think any further, Shilin couldn't help but cry out, "Hell!" Yet before the phrase, "Help me," could leave his throat, that same icy black blade was thrust into his body once again. Shilin widened his eyes in horror. The razor-sharp sword was then roughly pulled out. The next person followed without a second wasted, and the next stab was practically shoved into the same spot. The sound located in Shilin's throat finally broke free, and a long, painful scream tore through his body. The scream was so piercing that the people around him felt goosebumps. There were some who closed their eyes and turned their faces away. "Don't let him cry out. Let's speed this up and get the job done fast." Shilin felt someone had muffled his mouth and restrained his hands and feet. The person ordered, "Hold him down and don't let him fall. Also, don't stab in the wrong spot. If it's not fatal, it doesn't count. Line up one by one. No cutting the line. I told you guys not to cut. I was here first." "Which area is fatal? How would I know if it counts or not?" "Whatever you do, just aim it at the heart, throat, and abdomen. If you're not sure if you stabbed a fatal area, just do it again." "No way. If you get more than one turn, where would others stab?" The initial hesitation and reluctance reduced to nonchalance. The more time passed, the more fluid their movements became. The endless in and out movements of the sword, Shilin's eyes were wide open and fat droplets of tears rolled down his face. Deep inside his heart, there was a voice that was silently screaming and howling. "Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help, 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 help me. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Why can't I die? Why can't I die?" He wanted to wail with the most tragic sound, but he couldn't find one word in his throat, for it probably had already been sliced through. He wanted to go wild from the pain. It was as if he was suffering all the pain from multiple lifetimes, and that from now on, he wouldn't be able to feel any other pain. He couldn't see anything. The world was pitch black, other than the ball of fire that was burning furiously nearby. It grew brighter and stronger. Yet within the palm of white snow face, it wasn't able to escape. He couldn't hear his own heartbreaking scream, but instead, he heard the sound of another heart-wrenching wail, and it seemed as if it came from that ring of flames. Although it didn't come from him, the pain that he could hear was the same as his, as if he was the one who had made that sound. In the end, he wasn't able to hang on to his sanity any longer. There was a mumbling in his throat, and his consciousness completely shattered. At the same time, an explosion blew from within the Crown Prince Temple, and a wave of raging flames gushed out. There was a mixture of high and low-pitched screams. The scorching fire roared, lighting everything in flames, making it impossible for anyone to escape. The ghost fire flickered vividly. In an instant, the 100 living bodies that resided inside the Crown Prince Temple were burned to 100 sets of charcoal black bones. When the flame gradually subsided and regathered, that original small ball of ghost fire had already vanished. In its place, stood a vaguely shaped silhouette of a young man. The youth dropped down to his knees in front of the scorched black surface of the altar. He bent over deeply, clutching his head with both of his hands, and bellowed in immense and devastating pain. He didn't dare look at what had become of the person lying on the altar, because what lay there didn't look human anymore. Bones and skulls alike scattered across the interior of the Crown Prince Temple. White No Face cackled uncontrollably as he turned around and exited the temple. The rage of fire didn't only stop at just this Crown Prince Temple. Even the frenzied, disfigured creatures outside had turned to piles of dried corpses and waste. As if blind to it, White No Face walked past these charcoal, ash-like remains. This entire forest, no, this entire mountain, trembled and mourned in agony. Countless black shadows flew up to the sky. They were the souls that were scared witless of this now lifeless land and were scrambling to escape. A strong gust of wind scattered them in all different directions. Above the Crown Prince Temple, a gigantic layer of black clouds was rumbling in restlessness. Slowly rotating, it resembled a colossal, demonic eye. This was the birth of a malicious creature, the signs of a savage ghost taking form.